Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University from the album Sky Full of Seas. This is Dave Roon, lives in our neck of the woods, and plays bouzouki and flute and guitar, and he knows a ton about all kinds of music and Celtic music, and he's an amazing guitar player, and he just picked up the bouzouki about a year and a half ago, and he's as good as anybody on it. And he writes well, and he's a good dude. And the thing is that I don't quite know what he does as an occupation. He's one of these people that just plays music on the side pretty much, but he shouldn't be. He should be working with it and doing some good stuff with it. Laid-back guy, and I like him a lot. Dave Roon from the album Sky Full of Seas.
Tell sparks fly like rumors of a train in the night. shaking my doorstep, pattered like rain, stealing fire from Olympus again. Poetry of solace in my mind. A broken key that rusts within my hand. 10 million castles etched along the windmills stride. Digging for fusion, a deep buried sun. Waking a giant with no time to run. Holding so tightly to kite strings and wind. Feeling the raw feel of skin burning skin. You never seem to idle down. You never seem to find your rest. Hold a glowing fire imprisoned in your breast. Cajun dervish with teeth flashing bright, watching him dance while you laugh with delight. Teaching the Caesars, the sultans on high, all of the legends that you stole from the sky. I watched the colors run, woven like a tapestry of light. That set you into flight. I watched the colors run, torn between frustration and delight. It must have been the morning sun that set you into flight.
Dave Roon from his album Sky Full of Seas. And he plays with the band Potato Head. And locally and otherwise. And they always do an August gig of sorts. They do about every year. So you might want to check on that when August rolls around. Alrighty? Okay, Dave Roon, good stuff. Good stuff. We'll play one more cut from him right after one more from Bill Jones. Bill Jones, I love this song. This is a double album. It's actually not really a double album. There's a sort of an EP as the second disc kind of tails along with it. But it's got one of the best songs on the whole collection, Bill Jones.
What am I bid for a bell with no sound in a carpet of blue by a stream? For a single rose with a god of thorns, the fool soon knows. I'll bid what I've seen. I pity the man who sees no need for the silent bell, for the worthless
How the hell it got there. Swing out, what a way, hey, on with the waves. Wave follows, endlessly, reckless and free. Cradle by wind and rain, polish like stone. The voice of the dying deep, endless refrain of the same. Staggered home back to a friend's tenant fire. I am mad, they all shouted, where were you last night? We searched your tracks, ended up at the sand. Just the river's dark flow and the gleam of the moon in full flight. And they've asked me off in the wild in my sights. Though soul-driven memory haunts me yet, ever I see it in this man-cornered landscape. Hear the great silence on, able to ever forget. The cry of a loon over echoing tucker, the wind of ravens beneath the broad sky. Black of her eye. Swing down the waterway, hey, far beneath the waves. Wave follows endlessly, rinse and free. Cradle the wind and rain, polished like stone. The voice of the dying deep, endless refrain. Swing down the waterway, hey, far beneath the waves. Endlessly reckless and free, cradled by wind and rain, polished like stone, the voice of the dying deep, endless refrain of the same.
I've had a town you man come lasses at the lantern I
dön mi barnyarda rantır lands tem barda English barkens hey
When the dusk draws home the cattle, what knights in their trenches turn? What fires of the pride of battle through the bars of their helmets burn? What steeds are the bridles bitting? What hafts are the gauntlets fitting? What casques are the claymores splitting to toss to the hawk and heron? When the moon is a march in heaven, when the beautiful woods are still, what trumpet call is given, what troop rides over the hill, what horses come proudly neighing, what songs are the night winds saying, to the torn red pennons swaying, a dip to the tide of Till. When the brown owls hoot in shadow, when the raiding foxes call, what king comes over the meadow to put to the touch his all? What blades in the moon are gleaming? What black cock feathers are streaming? Above those hosts of dreaming, this flower of a land to fall? What wail to the stars has risen? What wail of defeat and woe? What souls from their mortal prison to the mists of the grey moon go? What knight to the north is riding with news of a grim betiding? What wraith through the lowlands gliding on a war horse spent and slow? Was there ever a trumpet calling? Was there ever a troop rode by? Was it only the dead leaves falling that wailed to a windy sky? Is there no grass red and sodden, no trampled field and trodden? Is it only a dream of flooding where silent the dead men lie?
Wow. This is from a Green Tracks release. It's a double CD. And it's about the Battle of Flodden, which, not to be confused with Culloden, this is the Battle of Flodden, which is a very, very key piece in the history of Scotland. I have a feeling, and I need to study. You'd think I would know more about this. I have to study up on this. I think it was a defeat, if you look at the poem there we just heard. The first disc is songs about it, and then the second disc is all readings. So we heard Dick Gochan's version of The Flowers of the Forest, The Flowers of the Forest, and pretty neat, pretty neat. Wow. There's a lot of good stuff on this album, a lot of good readings, very well read, very dramatic. On Green Tracks, which is a label that does so much to try and mix and match and work with various groups and come up with albums that are thematic about Scotland. And they do a real nice job. Yes, they do. And we'll hear one more cut from this album after the break. We do have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. Playlists at www.nwpr. This one probably won't be posted until Monday or Tuesday. So there you go. You can email me or call me if you have an inquiry. All righty? Okay, we're taking the break. The break is coming up right now. Here we go. Hold your horses, because we're coming right back for lots, lots, lots more music. But this is The Break with Doc's Guitar.
Sunny today with some hazy skies. High temperatures should reach 85 in Pullman and 93 in Clarkston as the heat wave continues to dissipate. Mostly clear tonight with lows mid-40s through the 50s. Tomorrow's highs should be in the 80s up to about 90 degrees.
Your favorite programs are heard on Northwest Public Radio thanks to the financial contributions from listeners like you and from sponsorships from Gridman Medical Center and Howard Hughes Appliance TV and Sleep Shop in Moscow. If you'd like to learn more about our program sponsors, come to nwpr.org and click on support.
in the tiring sky. Magic hands won't heal. You're left to reason why. Deep within the silence, far beyond your eyes, torn between the passions, again the widow's cry. They cry, lay me down on flood and field they lie.
Good stuff, good stuff. One of the many songs, many artists on this Green Tracks tribute to the 500th anniversary of the Battle of Flodden, which was apparently a real downer time in Scottish history. Alrighty. And I need to read up, because I should know a lot more about that than I do. I don't know why either. Why? The Battle of Flodden. Alrighty. Hey, we're going to turn now to Doc Watson. This is a double album that came out. They say it's the best of the Vanguard and the Sugar Hill years of Doc Watson, which is true. And it probably is arguably some of the best of Doc Watson, really. There's all the rounder material, the Flying Fish material that is, at this point, I don't know how available it is. And then there's some of the material that was on United Artists that Sugar Hill released most of. So there is some Doc, and then there's the later Doc that David Holtz did. So there is some Doc Watson out there that's actually really, really good. And again, though, this is the vintage Doc Watson from Vanguard and Sugar Hill, double CD. And it's got a lot of good stuff on it, a lot of good stuff. Early, early Doc. Oh, my gosh. Way early. Of course, he didn't really start recording professionally until the very early 60s. There are a few recordings of him at the Newport Folk Festivals in that time frame, and that's kind of when he got on board. So at the age of 89 when he died, when you think about it, he didn't start recording till he was in his what, 40s? Yeah. Doc Watson.
Oh, listen today to the story I tell. 'Tis saddened with tear-dimmed eyes.
a dreadful cyclone that came this way and blew our schoolhouse away. Ryko, Ryko, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone. When the great storm appeared, it darkened the air, and the lightning flashed over the sky. Then the children all cried, "Don't take us away, but spare us to go back home." Ryko, Ryko, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone. Oh, the mother's so sad and father's the same. They came to this horrible scene. Then searching and crying, each found their own child dying on a pillow of stone. Lord, give us a home far beyond the blue skies, where storms and cyclones are unknown. And there will we stand and gladly clasp hands with our children in their heavenly homes. Ryko, Ryko, the place of my childhood and home, where in life's early morn I once loved to roam, but now it's so silent and lone.
saving Jenny saved up all her pennies. Straight to the bank she would go. The sharks would hound her and surround her, but none could get her dough. Jenny's fella was a slick high yeller, sent to jail one day. He cried for bail and turned real pale. That's when I heard Jenny say, I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away. It's in demand, folks cry for it night and day. I've been saving it up for a long, long time. To give it away would be more than a crime. Your eyes may roll, your teeth may grit, but none of my money will you get. You can look in my bank book, but I'll never let you see my purse. Say I'm one woman believes in safety first. If you want my money, here's my plan. I'm saving it up for a real good man. I've got what it takes, but it breaks my heart to give it away.
Nice little album. This is Ginny Riley's album, her tribute to Bessie Smith. And it came out this year. But this is an evergreen show, so I'm not supposed to say that. You won't even know what year we did this in 5 years. Anyway, it did come out, and it's pretty awesome. Eric Tingstead and Ginny Riley got together and did this and had a few other musicians on it. And it is really, really good. And it's got, you know, we forget about Bessie Smith, and I'm not even sure just what, you know, Bessie Smith's output was in terms of the amount of music that she actually recorded, and I don't think it was very much, but the point is this is just Jenny's tribute, and it works out really, really nice. It's got some real nice stuff. They did some very sparse production, but real tasty what there is. And it's really, really nice stuff. Ginny Riley from her album, her tribute to Bessie Smith. Now, Ginny Riley hasn't done an album for, oh my gosh, many, many, many years. She actually has three now, including this one. And the first one was when she was still with Riley and Maloney. I think both of them were. The first one had a wonderful version of Fever on it. Fever in the Morning. And she sang in a much lower voice, and it had a couple of Riley Maloney classics and some things. And then the second one was all about motherhood, and from pregnancy to raising kids. They have two kids. She does. She has two kids. And then this one. And it's a pretty good album. They're all worth finding. If you can find those first two Ginny Riley albums, you should. Alrighty, One more. Okay, here's a classic.
Tired of being lonely. Tired of being blue. I wish I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seems like the I need a little.
couldn't help but laugh about that. That was pretty rough.
I don't know who he was playing with guitar with on that one, but obviously seemed to be having a good time. Old Doc. Old Doc. And that's a later recording. This is from an album that's the best of the Vanguard years and the best of the Sugar Hill years. Doc Watson. Before that, Ginny Riley put some sugar in my bowl. And yeah, there you go. Put some sugar in my bowl, says Ginny Riley. And she does a nice job of interpreting Bessie Smith's material. Oh, yes, indeed. You know what? We got Heidi in the background. That means something. That means that we're just about done with this show. And this is one of those evergreen shows. So you might hear this show again down the road. Long, 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 long time. And now, Inland Folk. Inland Folk Now started in June of 1982. In Spokane, Washington, there at Spokane Public Radio. And at the time, it was a co-hosted show. And I did one of the monthly broadcasts. And the folks that kind of ran the thing, they quit in 1983. Took the whole thing over. It was an hour show. In 1987, we went for 2 hours. And in 2000, and I think 2002, we started 3 hours. And so that's sort of the history of Inland Folk. Went from vinyl to CDs. It's gone from reel to reel, big, huge reel to reel tapes to little digital audio tapes. And now it's all done on the computer. These guys send it back and forth. I don't even know what they're sending. I don't have anything to do with that part of it anymore. So everything's totally digital and totally electronic. The times, they are a-changing. Yes, they are. Hey, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Playlist at www.nwpr.org. Give me a couple days to post this one. Got a little behind, but I'm going to make it all work. I'm going to make it work, I promise you. All righty? Okay, thanks for all the emails. My goodness, emails all over the place. Sometimes it goes in cycles. Sometimes I don't hear a thing. It makes me think that nobody's even listening, and then all of a sudden, some week I'll get 10, 15 emails about something or other. Sometimes it's critical, sometimes it's positive, and the critical ones I will answer in a positive manner, alrighty, because some of that criticism is deserved, okay? We're not perfect, alrighty, so you just keep sending those things to D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Alrighty, now Heidi's talking about the highways and the freeways and other exits and where that's all going, so that means we are going to get on out of here. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. They're yours. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're listening, you're living in the past. If you're thinking about it, you need to go into the present and live for the moment, all righty? But we'll see you next week now. Bye.
The time is 1 minute before 2 o'clock, and Fiona Ritchie will be along in just a moment with the Thistle and Shamrock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. We are happy that you joined us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr. Later today at 5 o'clock, be sure to be with us for a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor, featuring a show from May of 2000 in Pasadena, California, featuring Randy Newman and Nickel Creek. That's a Prairie Home Companion at 5 o'clock.
The Northwest Public Radio Events Calendar at nwpr.org is a resource of information on events, such as the Kiwanis Club of Pullman's Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, August 8th through 10th, now seeking volunteers to help at donation drop-off locations throughout the Palouse. Information at pullmankiwanis.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRSL.